Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. There are major changes coming to Michigan's congressional delegation. And joining me now for a closer look at those changes is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry, who joins me every Wednesday morning. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Representative John Conyers announced his immediate resignation yesterday. Several of the 88-year-old's former staff members have accused him of sexual harassment. His supporters held a rally in Detroit Monday urging Conyers to stay in office. Why do you think he chose to resign immediately rather than finishing out his term next year?
Well, I think there's just too much pressure on him, and he was hospitalized for stress. He's 88 years old, and this was not likely to have a good endgame.
Some African-American leaders in Washington and here in Michigan have criticized how the allegations against Conyers have been handled. They say Democratic leaders in Congress, particularly Nancy Pelosi, called on Conyers to step down right away, but didn't do the same for Al Franken, the senator who is white and also accused of sexual harassment and groping and has admitted to some of that. Has race been a factor in these cases?
Well, I think this is sort of an unfortunate comparison with these two. I can understand African-American sort of suspiciousness in this, but for one thing, we know that Conyers lied. He said he didn't do any settlement with anybody, and at least one, and I believe there are two, have popped up where he actually did settle in cash, paid with government money. And Franken did his activity when he was a comedian on a USO tour. He was not in office when he did this. Now, there's been a couple women since who said that he put their hand on their back or on some other portion of their anatomy. Again, what Franken is accused of doesn't rise to the magnitude of what Conyers was accused of. So there may be other cases that are better examples for comparisons, but I don't think the Franken one is a very good one.
In announcing his resignation, Conyers endorsed his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. If his son ends up running, how do you like his chances of winning the seat?
Well, I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today, but the odd thing was that Conyers' grandnephew, Ian Conyers, who's in the state Senate, thought he was going to get the nod. And we certainly are seeing a lot of sort of nepotism. And as far as anybody knows, John Conyers III has no qualifications whatsoever. His only brush with fame was to misuse government property, his father's limousine, and there's some pictures of underage drinking, etc. It depends on how many people get into the race. It's going to be sort of a jump ball free-for-all.
Jack, another longtime congressman will soon step down, although under different circumstances. Sander Levin represents Michigan's 9th congressional district, which includes parts of Oakland and Macomb counties. He's served in the House since 1982, and he'll retire at the end of his term in January 2019. Why is Levin stepping away, and what is likely to be his legacy?
Well, he's 86, and he's not in any sense mentally diminished, I can tell you that, but he's 86 years old. I think he was pressured by his son, Andy Levin, who wants to run for the seat. There are certainly a lot of other candidates. Again, he has a legacy. He was a decent human being. He fought for labor. He fought for the interests of workers, soft-spoken guy, ran for governor twice, lost very narrow elections, but he was a decent bipartisan kind of old-fashioned Democrat, and there's never been a taint of scandal surrounding either Sandy Levin or his brother Carl Levin. Both of them served 36 years in Congress, Carl in the Senate, Sandy in the House. That's pretty remarkable.
Jack, should Michiganders be concerned that with these two very prominent congressmen, John Conyers and Sander Levin, leaving office and leaving a long list of accomplishments, that the state's influence will be hurt in Washington, D.C. in the coming years?
Well, a number of things have hurt our influence, and it's true, these folks had a lot of seniority, but Conyers was increasingly ineffectual, and Democrats were in the minority. But what's hurt our influence more is demographics and the fact that Michigan has lost population, especially relative to the rest of the country, so that we now have 5 fewer congressmen than we did in the 1980s, and we're about to lose one more.
Jack, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Vote early and vote often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.